is a podcast from Patriots.com.
Dude, check it out. This is the sweetest thing I've ever done.
For information on this or any other Patriots podcast, visit Patriots.com.
Wow. And all this time, I thought Googling yourself meant the other thing.
Now, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly and Lori Baranski.
Welcome to a Ross Report podcast, an official podcast of the New England Patriots.
Whose voice is that?
Hey, I'm back, Lori Baranski, and we have a little bit of a full house, minus one. Paul Perillo, Eric Scalvino, Andy Hart, Tom Casale out of commission. But we're talking about the roster. What's been going on?
Can I play that hand in poker? I have a little bit of a full house, minus one.
What's that, two pair?
Hey, you'd win good.
I'd win good. Good. Anyway, couple moves to get out of the way before we talk about mini camp, which is taking place here Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Gillette Stadium. Those of us that are working just left the practice bubble where we took in the first workout. But before we get to that, earlier this week, the Patriots signed offensive lineman Oliver Ross. He's a 33, 10-year veteran. Some of you might remember his name from the Steelers. Started some games for them at right tackle, all 16 one year. Been with the Cardinals the last couple of years. Missed all of last season with a triceps injury. Adds a little veteran depth to the line. Can play guard, tackle, what have you. Although he was not on the field today for minicamp. And the Patriots released an Eric Scalvino favorite.
Yeah, I was disappointed.
Long-legged punter out of North Dakota State, Mike Dragosevic. Yeah. Apparently didn't hit the roof often enough in camp to stick around.
Right, yeah, when they were outside, he didn't hit the roof once.
He struggled. Actually, he couldn't hit the roof. It would have been 5 feet above his foot because he stunk when they were outside. And I'm guessing Bill saw a similar thing, the lack of consistency. And with the roster limits that the 80-man limit has this year, Scott Player and Chris Hansen will battle it out for the punting job here in New England. But getting to minicamp, it was exciting. There's a lot going on out there. Start with the guys who weren't on the field. Run down Paul Perillo's well-calculated roster here. You did a good job taking attendance, Paul. Kelly Washington, not there. Ellis Hobbs, not there. Stephen Neal, not there. Oliver Ross, as I just mentioned, who's wearing number 76 in New England, for those of you who are interested in those types of things. I know there's lots of you out there. Number 83, Wes Welker. Number 84, Benjamin Watson. Number 91, Bo, don't call me Jackson Rude. Number 97, Jarvis Green. And number 99, Mike Wright. And a new addition, hot off the presses. I don't even know if the PR department has announced this yet. Number 64 in white. Wore that jersey here in the past. A fan favorite. Gene Merchkowski. Of the famous Merchkowski offensive line.
Just in case there's any confusion, Oliver Ross was not there.
Right.
Not as part of the workout.
But he is here, as is every player I just mentioned, according to Bill Belichick, in the stadium taking part on some level. So maybe he's dealing with that triceps issue still or working back
from
that.
We saw Stephen Neal as we were coming in.
Stephen Neal. All these guys have injuries they're dealing with on some level. You know, we know about Mike Wright, Jarvis Green apparently had shoulder surgery, according to the Boston Globe. Kelly Washington, I guess, is one we don't really know for sure what's going on
there. Yeah, I think he's been banged up a little bit, and we didn't know.
So we'll deal with, you know, that. As far as the action on the field, everyone else is out there, shorts and helmets, so not a lot going on. Talk about it.
I like what I saw at Gutierrez, actually. Third-string quarterback, Matt Gutierrez.
Dude's got a freaking strong arm.
Got a great arm, and he got a lot of reps, too, in practice today, even with what you consider the first-teamers.
Tom Brady, I would consider the first-teamer at quarterback.
No. With the first-teamers, the other first-teamers.
Yes, Tom Brady did not take part in a lot of...
Not a lot.
Especially group and team-type drills. Did some of the positional work. But, yeah, the younger guys, Castle, led some two-minute work. Gutierrez got some work. I thought Gutierrez really threw the ball well in drills. Clearly has the strongest arm out of the four quarterbacks on the field.
He throws the ball hard.
Doesn't always go where maybe it should. Couldn't hit Ray Ventrone a couple times. Started throwing it to actually the defensive back, which is an issue he might want to work through. Kevin O'Connell, again, got some reps. I don't think he's throwing the ball well. I think
he's thinking a
I'm
lot.
Really going with that they're tweaking his motion.
Big
he's
time.
Thinking about the plays. There's a lot going on there because he's not throwing like an athlete.
Yeah.
And I think he's a very good athlete.
Yeah. And you can tell, like, on his face, like, after almost every throw, he kind of has this look like,
And he's, like, aiming it, short-arming it. They're not he has
it's
a stronger
a
arm
throw.
Than he's showing
much,
out there.
Yeah, much better.
He's kind of, like, aiming and just he's throwing like Hupo.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do?
That's all you got. I want you to contribute. I figured if I throw that out there, you might say something. What else you got, Paul? What stood out to you from practice? I know that was a question that you were asked in your appearance on Patriots Today that fans can see later today on the website.
Yeah, the couple of things that we talked about, or the things that the three of us talked about during the practice was The different personnel groups on defense, I thought, were interesting. You know, a lot of Tank Williams and Rodney Harrison kind of talking, moving around. Tank Williams continues to get real reps as a linebacker, one of the inside linebackers. They kind of rotated a little bit with some four-man fronts and some different looks. I thought that was kind of interesting. I don't know if that's any sign of any kind of philosophical change. I would doubt that. I think it's probably just another wrinkle that Bill is adding in. But Tank Williams continues to get regular action as a linebacker, not just in sub packages and 7-on-7 work. Base package, he's out there with Teddy Bruschi at times as an inside linebacker, and I saw him a lot. I mean, it was almost every play he would immediately get on Rodney Harrison's hip, and those two guys were interacting a lot during the workout. And on offense, I actually liked Castle today. I thought he threw the ball well in the drills and in the team periods. But Chad Jackson again. Opposite Randy Moss, catching a lot of passes, moving around well. Still seems to have the coaches kind of directing him a little bit on some of his route running. So that could be a problem here. 3 years in, I would think that he would be a little bit sharper on some of his assignments. But it looks like, you don't know exactly what the coaches are saying, but it looks like the coaches are kind of directing him a little bit. Sell this cut here, make this break, a little bit differently, things like that. But overall, very impressive, I think, Chad Jackson.
And I would say, there's a difference between not knowing the play and not knowing the finer aspects
of
the play.
That's what I'm talking about.
And if he's a guy that they have projected as he's been to run with the first group, he can't be within 3 yards of where he's supposed to be or 2 yards. He needs to be where he's supposed to be. So it's not like, he's running a go when he's supposed to run a slant. It's when you're supposed to be at 7.5 yards, be at 7.5 yards.
I'll tell you, the end game for that is Tom Brady won't throw you the football.
Right.
Because that's the number one thing with him is you need to be where you're supposed to be. Otherwise, he can't, because that's Tom Brady's strength as a quarterback is knowing absolutely everything about the coverage, about the routes, about everything that there is, to all the nuances that there is, that he's going to make sure that he gets the ball where it's supposed to be. So if you're not where you're supposed to be, he's not going to throw it to you.
And Jackson was getting a lot of a lot of passes were being thrown his way throughout, even in drills and in 7-on-7 and in the full squad work. So it looked to me like they were trying to get him as involved as possible to see what he's got at this point. And, I didn't really see him. He might have dropped one or two that weren't necessarily.
Yeah, one of them he dropped because, Paul's talking about, he was getting coaching and was actually, I think, listening to the coach while the ball was in the air and not focused on catching the football.
But he looked good catching the ball today.
He still has the natural ability of the guy they drafted in the second round who they could have taken in the first. He has the hands, he has the size, the speed, everything. He needs to put it together. One other note on sort of personnel, Ryan O'Callaghan taking reps at right tackle with Nick Kazier sliding into Stephen Neal's spot at right guard. And in terms of the news of this week, Nick Kazier did not address the media, has been advised not to by his counsel and legal people. So he did not speak or address his situation that was reported this week with the sting operation in the DEA in the Boston Globe. But other than that, everybody was out there working out.
Including running back Sammy Morris.
Sammy Morris out there feeling good. Says he's not undersized, not under strength. Feeling good out there. Dave Thomas out there. The guys that have been returning this spring coming off injury were out there. And the big stars were out there. Adalis Thomas, Mike Vrabel, anybody you want to name, they were out there. Right, Paul?
Absolutely.
And you loved it. Every minute of it.
It was a very, very exciting. They're very exciting to watch. And it's at minicamp.
I've called it the first official step to 2008 building the Patriots, but Bill called it step 8.
Step 8?
I think he just threw a number out there. I'd say 8.
They're very exciting to watch.
But they're back at it. They've turned the page. They're building the roster. Soon it'll be training camp. Soon these roster reports will be ever that much.
Are they building any momentum to a training camp?
I think they are. I do think they're building some momentum. They've picked it up the last couple weeks. Passing camps, they've eased into it. Full squad. And all these roster reports that we do will get that much more exciting when we have an actual roster to talk about. And with that, we'll send it back to the new voice of these podcasts.
You may not recognize that voice.
It's not new.
It's a new grand opening. Lori Baranski.
It is not. It's the same old. Thanks, guys. Join us again next Friday for a brand new roster report podcast. Keep checking Patriots.com for all the updates on minicamp. Thanks for listening, and go Pats!
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com. There are many here among us who feel that life is but a
8.